Morning, Chairman, fellow directors, fellow shareholders. I'm actually running for the board today, but I think we're dealing with that at a later resolution. I would have preferred to have asked my questions one at a time and then had a response, but I'll accept the ground rules you've laid down, Chairman. I guess I've got three issues I'd like to explore today. The first one goes to the cost of administering our postbox company, which obviously has this board and then only a handful of employees. I think it was the 2003 AGM, Chairman, where you said that the cost of administering WMC's share of the AWAC joint venture was about $3.5 million a year when it was housed within WMC, and in moving to the separately listed full board, full management structure, the costs increased to $8 million. Could you give us an update as to what it is now costing to administer Illumina, both this year and I presume with our CEO on a bigger package, it will be rising again in the coming year. I notice there's been no mention today of our sustainability report. I think one of the executives said after the meeting last year that after quite a degree of delay, many other companies around the world cooperating with the Carbon Disclosure Project, that we had decided to produce a sustainability report and we had decided to submit to the Carbon Disclosure Project. And I noticed that the sustainability report wasn't out the front with all the other reports. There's been no reference to the sustainability report today and there's been no reference to our submission to the Carbon Disclosure Project. So I just asked perhaps John to give us an update on what we've done. And rather than talking in terms of carbon intensity, which is one way of measuring things, perhaps give us a few numbers on straight carbon emissions, because people do still say that we're the biggest power user in the country. I probably would have thought it would have been Rio, but give us an update on that. Are we the biggest power users in the country? And within the AWAC joint venture, exactly how much carbon are we pumping out around the world? And just take us through the experience within the Carbon Disclosure Project and the sustainability report. And my third question, I guess, goes to a more specific issue within that, which is the two smelters in Victoria. We heard about the terrific progress being made, certainly in WA. In Victoria, our two smelters, many people argue, are heavily subsidised in terms of the price we pay for power and are supplied by some of the dirtiest brown coal-fired stations in the world. There's been a number of discussions over many years about expanding Portland, putting in another pot line, and there's been talk about gas as an alternative fuel source, power source for that. Where are we at with the whole negotiations with the Victorian government, negotiations with potential gas suppliers, and the long-term future of those smelters? I think the power contracts expire in 2014 and 2016, respectively. It's been 5 years of debate, and we didn't really hear much today on where the whole situation is at, so I'd be interested to hear from you on that. Thank you.